It is time now for the WXXI Business Report with WXXI News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, today we're going to talk a little bit about the parent company of Bausch & Lomb and what's going on with interest rates.
Yeah, Hi, Beth. Let's talk, first of all, about interest rates. Obviously, this happened earlier last week. Not a big shock. Most people expected the Fed, as the economy starts to improve or has been improving, to increase rates slowly to try and stave off inflation. So they did raise the benchmark short-term rate by a quarter point and forecasted the possibility of two more increases this year. I spoke with the RIT professor of economics, Amit Bhattabiyala, about this. He says, don't expect the initial hike to have much of a big impact on many Americans. He says it will probably negatively affect those who have a lot of credit card debt because, of course, some of the rates on those are already going up, and other borrowers, even mortgage rates to some extent. But he notes the Federal Reserve has a couple of main goals when it comes to monetary policy, increasing employment and keeping inflation in check.
Now, the employment picture seems to have improved dramatically, although one could argue that wage growth hasn't quite kept up with the numbers of people who seem to be finding employment. But the other picture that, you know, inflation not rise too quickly is definitely a Fed concern.
Professor Bhattabiyala notes that if you are a saver, that is a savings accounts, or you get CDs from your bank, don't hold your breath right now, because usually the banks very often will raise the interest rates on the money they lend out first, and then later on start to raise the rates for savers. And again, with just a maybe quarter point here, quarter point there, we're not going to see any big impact in the next probably several months, I would imagine. Another subject, Beth, I want to talk about today is Valeant, and that has been the trouble story for at least some of the local folks who work at Bausch & Lomb. I'm sure they're concerned about their parent company. You may remember back in, I think it was 2013, that Valeant bought Bausch & Lomb. Valeant, a Canadian pharmaceutical company, has kind of been on a buying spree for several months. They bought a number of other companies, including B&L. But we got news last week that Bill Ackman, one of their biggest investors, sold his remaining stock. And we're not just talking a few hundred shares here. He had about 27 million shares that he was going to be selling and leaving the company's board. As you might expect, Valeant stock took a hit last week. It rebounded a bit later in the week with word that another investor, ValueAct, increased its stake in the company. I spoke to George Conboy of Brighton Securities about this, and he says that Valeant can't get its financial house in order, and they do someday have to spin off more of their companies, such as B&L. We shouldn't worry too much at this point, because he says Bausch & Lomb is one of Valeant's most valuable brand names.
The good news for Bausch & Lomb and the good news for Rochester is Valeant has done a terrible job managing many of their businesses. And if they did come apart at the seams, Bausch & Lomb would most likely be sold to another large buyer, presumably a buyer that would nurture that asset, would invest in Bausch & Lomb.
Now, there's always the concern if B&L were sold, it's possible a new company might move operations out of the area. That's, of course, what happened when they got sold to Valeant. Some of the corporate operations went to New Jersey. But Conboy doesn't think the remaining operations here in Rochester would necessarily leave.
There's always the possibility with a change in ownership that you can see loss of jobs and loss of facilities. But the Goodman Street Optics Center is a really important part of B&L, and it would be a foolhardy move for any buyer to do anything to disrupt that operation.
And Beth, certainly Bausch & Lomb no longer one of the big three here in terms of employment, but I believe they employ a little over 900 people locally, and of course a lot of those good-paying high-tech jobs. So the hope is, of course, that whatever happens, they will stay here.
Yeah. Randy, yes, and as you said, this is the imaging center of Rochester, and we've got optics coming, photonics, with that whole operation. So that has to be good, at least a good perspective to hope that the company would stay here.
Certainly, they're part of that in the overall sense, Beth. A lot of their local operation in terms of the technology world has to do with their contact lens development, but certainly they are a very strong part of the local optics scene here, which includes a number of different kinds of companies, and one would hope whichever company, if it ever does come to that, buys them, would certainly, hopefully keep them here in Rochester.
All right, we'll keep updated on that story. Thank you, Randy.